Sorry, it's me again. Upon reading that email, wouldn't those items come under building defects at all? Because, I mean, if it's got like a noted evidence water ingress following on-site consultation, or Radwall states that maintenance items should be addressed in order to inhibit future water ingress from storm events. But it's like the defect is like, I think it was to do with the wear and tear. Right, so because you did put down here, I don't really know exactly what was like what was the issue with unit three and unit three lounge and bedroom. I suppose, I don't know, I can't see from the photos. And then unit five, he said no evidence of ingress. Unit five, no evidence of ingress. So I'm not too sure what the quote be of unit five. And then unit six, I suppose it was about tile impact damage as per photo evidence of a historical tile break. Bradwell advises that this has been caused by an impact and broken the tile, which may have affected the silicone membrane. Okay, no problems. Got it. Okay. Yeah, I suppose like for you it would be more like a structural, you know, like if but not membrane, I would say. Yeah, 'cause that would be like impossible, wouldn't it? Yeah, after 10 years. Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, yeah. Yeah, no problem. Okay, Amanda, I'm just coming back to you, okay? Thank you. Bye.